an Englishman in the Balkans podcast with David Bailey.
Welcome to an Englishman in the Balkans podcast. I'm David.
I'm Tamara.
And this podcast is where we bring you stories of life, culture and adventure in Bosnia and Herzegovina.
From the unique perspective of exploring this beautiful corner of the world.
Whether you're here for travel tips, cultural insights or simply to share in the stories of everyday life, we're glad you've joined us. Let's dive in.
Hello again from an Englishman in the Balkans. Over the years, I've had the chance to visit Skopje, the capital of North Macedonia, on quite a few occasions. Mostly, though, for work. I teach communication courses there. I meet interesting people and have always said I've come back just to explore properly. And this time, I did just that. For the 3 days that I was in Skopje, I walked, I listened, I recorded the sounds of the city, clinking cups at cafes, the hum of voices crossing the stone bridge, and I tasted the local kebab. Of course I did. I mean, how could I not? And I sat down with my good friend Rista, a Skopje local, who helped me understand the layers of his city, the old and the new, the seen and the felt. So this episode is a slow, thoughtful journey through the Macedonian capital with the spirit of the city brought to life by someone who calls it home. I'll start with something that's become almost a ritual for me, tasting the local kebab. On this trip, I headed to Destan, a traditional restaurant tucked into the old Çarşıya, Skopje's historic Ottoman quarter, and just across the famous stone bridge. I found myself inside. There were no tables left outside on this warm evening, but the windows were flung open, and the sounds of the Çarşıya floated in. People passed by, and tagged street dogs just meandered between the tables. Kebab is a dish I've tasted across the Balkans, from Sarajevo to Banja Luka, and recently in Zenica, where Tamara boldly claimed she'd had the best kebab in Bosnia and Herzegovina. So how did Skopje's version stack up for me?
I couldn't come to Skopje without going into Destan. I hope I've pronounced that properly. It's in the old Çarşıya area of Skopje, and I've just had delivered half a salmon and a fork. Looks really nice. Just like in Zenica, the onion comes already chopped, and lying next to it looks a ferociously spicy roasted pepper. And there's no alcohol served here. Again, like in Zenica, but I shouldn't do this. But I've gone for a Coca-Cola, which has actually come in a bottle. Old-fashioned Coca-Cola. There's lots of people sat outside at the moment. The windows are open. I couldn't get a seat outside. But this is the start of the Çarşıya. I think the old Turkish centre of Skopje. You have to go across the stone bridge to get to it. But there's all the dogs just walking around, and they're all tagged. But yeah, it's a warm evening, and after Tamara said that she'd eaten the best kebab in Bosnia and Herzegovina, which was in Zenica, well, I've just got to try this, haven't I? I've just got to. And I know this is audio, but I'll put an image in the show notes somewhere. Oh, super. So here they are. I've got my, and it's different from anywhere else because everything else came like on a single plate. There's this nice salmon that has been served in this nice metal dish. There's a separate dish for the onion and the spicy pepper. And the 10, that's the only size they do. And the 10 kebab right in front of me. So I'll just get this Coca-Cola sorted. And I'll crack on. And I'll report later. So here we go. This is where all my Macedonian friends disown me and won't let me come back. It's nice.
But at the moment, Zenits are still at number one. And come on, not everybody does it the best. Yeah. Zenits, you're still at number one when it comes to Chivas.
Of course, there's more to a city than its food. I wanted to hear from someone who's lived and breathed Skopje most of his life. And so I met up with Rista. Now, he didn't grow up entirely in Skopje. He spent part of his childhood in Belgrade. But his grandparents lived here, and his strongest memories are of the city's snowy winters.
During the winter, there was a lot of snow, playing with my friends, young kids. Those are the first memories.
From there, we moved to what Skopje feels like today. Is it a capital with divided districts or a tight-knit city?
Skopje is not so big to be like Paris or London. On the other hand, it's not a small city to function like one area. My area, for example, has everything that you need, like malls, coffee bars, everything that you need to socialize. A lot of parks also. That's a beautiful thing.
One soul, many parts. Now, that sums it up beautifully. So I asked, if you had just one day in Skopje, what would you do?
Depends on the character of the tourists. If it is somebody who likes the nature, we have a very beautiful mountain near Skopje called Vodno. You can take a walk to the middle of the mountain, then take a cable car, or if you want hiking, you can go to the top of the mountain. We do have that Millennium Cross, also Canyon Matka. For example, for those who love history, we do have the Old Bazaar, dating from the Ottoman times. But if you want to have a good tasty meals, Bohemian Street is the right place to be.
Bohemian Skopje. That's a story I'd love to explore further one day. And then we turned to tradition. Something about Macedonian culture that outsiders might miss.
We are really similar with other Balkan countries, so there are a lot of similarities. So if you're familiar with other Balkan countries, then you will adapt easier in Macedonia. But there's some tradition that we like to have chill life, sitting in kafana probably, a glass of rakia, starting the day with traditional chorba. Or if you're, I would say, do it like a local. Also take it easy, morning coffee, maybe short walk in the parks, grab a beer if you want. Just take it easy.
It's the same vibe I felt across the Balkans, but here Rista taught me the local word. The Balkan word chef, or chef, even makes an appearance here, translated loosely as pleasure in the small things. And I asked if Skopjans live that concept too.
Yes, we do have, it's kef in Macedonian language, so chef or kef, do your chef.
We talked about tourists too. That day in Skopje, I counted at least three coaches of Japanese visitors, and I wondered how that felt, seeing your home city becoming someone else's snapshot.
My father used to be a tourist guide, so I perfectly know the meaning of the tourism and the tourists, and I feel very happy, a lot of time very proud, because they came from far away to visit our country, and I'm sure they are enjoying in many things. Of course, there are things that can be better and must be better, and our government must work on those things. But, you know, seeing the tourists, I'm sure that they can pick up a lot of good things. On the other hand, we also can learn a lot of from different cultures. Once I heard that like different cultures are like different colors, and if you are able to put them together, you can create a beautiful picture like rainbow is. So mixing a culture, having tourists in your own town, in your hometown, homeland, it's, I guess, probably the most beautiful thing that can happen. You can become richer person with spirit.
But like many cities, Skopje is changing fast. That Yugoslav-era urban planning, green spaces, playgrounds, it's giving way to concrete. So what does the future hold?
Hard to say, honestly hard to say. Hopefully, at least, but my biggest wish and hope is to keep the spirit. And I'm quite sure that it can happen. If Skopje can keep the spirit of the way of living, I will be more than happy.
And that's what I took away from my 3 days in Skopje. Yes, the Chivap was good, though Zenitsa, for me, still holds my top spot. But more than the food, the city revealed its rhythm to me, in its sounds, its softness, its conversations. A place where history brushes up against the cafe tables, where people still value slowness, and where, despite all the changes, they hold on to that ever elusive thing, spirit. So, my thanks to Rista for his time, his wisdom, and his warmth, and to Skopje for being a city with far more depth than meets the eye. If this episode resonated with you, why not share it with someone curious about the Balkans, or consider subscribing wherever you get your podcasts. You can find more stories like this, field recordings and behind-the-scenes notes, at anenglishmaninthebalkans.com. Until next time, stay curious, and please, do take it easy.